Hello, everybody. This is Colin. Welcome to Morning English.
Hello, everyone. This is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。Colin, summer is almost over. I really envy those people who can have a summer vacation.
Yeah, me too. I miss summer holidays a lot.
哎，是的。如果要是我们也可以有暑假就好了。
Yeah, even a week's break would be great.
Or just 3 days is good.
That won't be called a summer holiday then, it's too short.
Yeah, 也是啊。那刚刚我们的对话中啊，其实讲到放暑假呢，就用到了三种说法。
Yeah, summer vacation, summer holiday, summer break, they're all correct.
对，那其实刚刚的这三个说法呢，都是正确的。不过呢，在使用的时候呢，还是有一些区别需要注意的。那今天呢，就和我们一起通过这期节目来了解一下吧。今天的笔记呢，也为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。好的，那我们就从最开始说到的 holiday 和 vacation 开始先说起。那其实这两个词啊，很多时候都是 interchangeable, right? 就是可以互换的。
Yeah, yeah. People from different countries may have different usages, but both holiday and vacation can refer to a period when you are not at work or school.
所以我们说到 summer holiday 和 vacation 都是没有问题的。但是具体来说，他们到底有什么不同呢？
Well, simply put, holiday is a British word and vacation is an American word.So a Brit will say summer holidays, while an American will say summer vacation.
明白了。所以呢，其实就是说 holiday 呢，它可能是英式英语中用的比较多，而美式里面呢就会用到 vacation。而且使用的时候呢，其实 holiday 我们通常是说复数的，而 vacation 就不会直接和复数连用，它可以直接说成 summer vacation。
Yeah, the word holiday is also used for important days that are celebrated by a lot of people.By your whole country or whole culture.
就是大家一起全部来庆祝的节假日就会用到 holiday 这个词。比如说我们有 National's Day, 国庆节还有 Christmas 带出来的假都可以叫做 holiday.
Yeah, they're all public holidays.
就是直译呢就叫做公共节假日 public holidays. 不过好像在英国的时候啊，我注意到他们把这个 public holidays 也可以叫做 bank holidays, 就是银行的休假日。
Yeah, bank holidays will include New Year's Day and Christmas Day.
所以去英国的时候啊，如果听到别人说 bank holiday, 不要以为真的就是银行在休息啊，其实很多人都有假的啦。那我想到还有另外一个常见的这个 holiday, 就是在申请签证的时候啊，会有一个选项叫做 working holiday visa.
Yeah, the working holiday visa to New Zealand or Canada. It allows someone to visit a country with the opportunity to take a short-term job.
是的 ,short-term jobs, 就是说这种短期的工作。所以呢我们这种 working holiday visa, 就是边打工边度假。Many young people have applied for it. It sounds adventurous.
Yeah, saving money while having fun.
没错。哎，那我们刚刚讲到了这么多的 holiday 啊，那其实就是 holiday 在英式英语中比较常见，而 vacation 就比较少，对吧？
Yeah, the word vacation isn't used much in British English, except to refer to a period of time when a university is closed.
就是说 vacation 一般在英式英语中呢就是特指学校休假的时候，那如果是其他类型的休假，就比较少用到这个词了。
Yep. Also, taking a vacation mostly means that you are traveling somewhere.
那就是说一般度假嘛，都会去旅游啦。哎，不过我还想到一个词啊，就很火，叫做 staycation.
Yeah. Now many people are taking a staycation because they spend their vacation staying at home.
是的。A staycation 呢，其实就是一个 a stay at home vacation， 就是说度假都不出去，而是留在家居家旅游，主要是因为疫情的原因嘛，所以就只能被迫 staycation 啦。
Yeah, I was planning to travel to Japan during my summer vacation, but now I can't.
Now you can't even have a summer vacation. 不过呢，的确我们今年啊可能会比较难出去旅游一点，因为这个。疫情的原因，那国内虽然控制的比较好，国外可能还是不太方便出去旅游的。
Right. You know, the word staycation can also refer to a vacation spent in a home country or, you know, nearby places where you live.
所以其实就是说如果只是在国内游啊或者是在你的家附近这种旅游也能够叫做 staycation。那你知不知道另外一个词叫做 holiday, 也是同样的意思。
Yeah, you can also say holiday. It's the combination of holiday and stay.
对，所以就是 staycation or holiday 这两个词都是可以的。不过呢要注意一下它们都是非正式词汇，所以如果是在写作考试中啊就最好不要用了。
Yep.
那我们刚刚讲到了 holiday, vacation, 开头呢其实还讲到了另外一个词就是 break.
Right. In American English, break also means a period of time when schools are closed and students don't have to study, like a spring break or a Christmas break.
So a spring break or a Christmas break 就是在美式英语中的特指学校的放假呀。这个其实就可以对应我们刚刚在英式英语中里面讲到的这个 vacation。其实呢也可以说 a spring holiday, 但是呢这样子呢就不是指学生专有的这种假期了。
Yeah, you know, break can also refer to a short period of rest, such as a coffee break and a lunch break.
Yeah, I really need a coffee break and a nap break.
I can see you yawning and stretching your arms after the nap break every day.
是的，所以我们刚刚讲的这个 break 啊，它也可以指时间比较短的一个休息。比如说喝咖啡的休息时间啊，或者是午睡的时间啊，都能够算 a break. 还有很多时候上课的时候啊，老师说下课了，他就会说 take a 5-minute break, 就是说下课休息五分钟吧。
Right, so we can use the verbs take and have before a vacation, a holiday and a break.
是的，如果想说去度假的话呢，就会用到 take or have a vacation or holiday. 除了这个之外呢，还有一个说法就是用 on 这个介词，比如说 she's on vacation or holiday or she went on vacation.
Yeah, but if you say take a break or on a break, it can also mean that you're thinking about breaking up with someone.
那也就是说 break 它还有一个意思啊，就是说两个人快要 break up, 要分手了。好了，那我们刚刚呢其实都用到了好几种说法去说表放假。其实在这里呢我们还可以用到另外一个短语叫做 take a day off or some days off.
Yeah, we have 2 days off in a week.
Right, weekends are our days off. 那这个表达呢就比较随意了，一般在工作中啊学习中啊中间休几天假都可以用到这个词组。
And you might not go anywhere, just staying at home and resting.
Right, 就是在家好好休息就行了。So Colin,What are you usually doing on your days off?
Hanging out with friends, sleeping, watching TV shows.
我也差不太多啊。那工作中呢，我们其实除了刚刚讲的这个 take days off, 还有需要休息的时候呢，可能就是在请假的时候啦。
Right. Asking for leave probably when you are sick or you have some personal matters to deal with.
对 ,ask for leave 意思呢就是说请假。那有可能是 sick leave, 病假 or maternity leave, 休产假。
Yeah, there is paid leave and unpaid leave as well. Like, paid maternity leave in Canada can be almost 4 months.
Paid leave 就是我们说的这个带薪的休假嘛。比如说刚刚前面讲的这个 maternity leave, 就是产假。那有一些事假呢如果超过一定的天数就叫做 unpaid leave, 就是不带薪的休假了。
Right.And you can also say somebody's on leave, meaning she's taken some days off.
Somebody's on leave 也是说他在休息。好了，那我们今天其实讲到了很多种假啊，有 holiday, vacation, break.
Also, taking days off, leave, staycation, and holiday.
是的，反正就是各种各样的假。好了。那今天的笔记呢也为大家都整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thank you so much for listening. This is Colin. Bye.
This is Nora. See you next time. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来
早安英文。